Time now for the news from the Steve Thompson Country Financial News Desk. Steve Thompson, your country financial representative, located on the square in West Salem. I'm Mike Dreith, reporting WFIW News. A Wayne County man has died from injuries he received in a two-car collision near Lake Paradise near Mattoon on Tuesday afternoon. 80-year-old Robert D. Bruce of Wayne City was taken to Sarah Bush Lincoln Health Center after the incident and pronounced dead at the hospital, according to a news release from the Coles County Sheriff's Office. The release said Bruce's car was westbound on Paradise Road at the northern end of Lake Paradise about 12:40 p.m. on Tuesday and didn't yield at the intersection of Lake Road. The car pulled into the path of a pickup truck driven by Randall T. Hall of Gaze, Illinois, causing the truck to hit the side of the car, according to the release. It said that Hall was also taken to the hospital. More news in a moment.
North American Lighting will be at Frontier Community College on Friday, July 6th, in rooms 21 and 23 in the Mason Building to accept applications for direct, full-time employment in manufacturing for second and third shift. Starting pay is $15 per hour with opportunity for advancement and higher wages. They offer a competitive wage and benefits package including medical, dental, profit-sharing, 401, vacation-paid holidays, and more. NAL offers its employees a competitive salary and comprehensive benefits. NAL supports and encourages a diverse work environment, EOE, MFDV. NAL, you see us coming and going every day.
In other news, firefighters from Fairfield responded to a kitchen fire Thursday afternoon at 304 Southeast 6th Street. Fire Chief Andrew Miller said that the call came in around 1:45 p.m. and was contained. Miller said the cause was a cooking mishap. It was put out in 10 minutes. The rental home is owned by Donna Masterson. There were no injuries. The National Weather Service in Paducah has released their weather summary for the month of June. The month would turn out to be a continuation of May, with above normal temperatures dominating most of the month. Many locations were around 3 to 4 degrees above normal. The humidity was also oppressive for long stretches of time, with dew points constantly up into the mid to upper 70s. The dew point is basically a measure of how humid the air feels, and anything over 70 is quite uncomfortable to most people. Heat index values were topping 100 degrees on many days throughout the month. As for rainfall, much of the region registered a wetter than normal June to some degree. The wettest areas were typically across much of southwest Indiana into a good portion of southeast Illinois and portions of far southern Illinois. Over 8 inches of rainfall was recorded at WFIW and WOKZ. The United States Marshals Service is now in charge of the search for two fugitives who escaped last month from the White County Jail. Zachary Schock and Johnny Tipton are still at large 2 weeks after slipping through the wall of the jail. Schock is charged with murder. The two continue to have tips called in about them from the public, but all of them are from outside the tri-state area. The walls of the county jail in White County were reportedly filled with concrete, and also a new razor wire fence has been installed outside the wall. An elderly Fairfield man and a Wayne County Ambulance Service EMT were injured Thursday morning in a crash at the intersection of 7th and Main Street. The driver of a white sedan, 94-year-old Bob Watson, collided with an ambulance responding to an emergency. Unable to open the door on Mr. Watson's car, the EMT was injured breaking out a window to gain access to the victim. The impact also disabled the ambulance, jamming its back doors. Watson was not seriously injured. The EMT was treated at the scene for the cuts to his hand and arm. The accident happened at approximately 9 a.m. yesterday morning. We'll be back with more news in a moment.
It's never too late to go back to school, and Frontier Community College is here to help. Get ready for the computerized GED exam with our GED test prep offered in Fairfield, Flora, Newton, and Noble. We offer free 8-week classes that review all subjects on the exam. Online classes are also available to qualifying students. Register today so you can be ready for the GED exam. Call Frontier Community College at 842-3711 to sign up now.
More news this morning. At about 11 a.m. Wednesday, Fairfield City Police arrested 35-year-old Edward Riley of Fairfield on two Wayne County warrants. He was wanted for failure to appear in court on a theft charge and criminal trespass to real property and battery. Total bond was $1,250 cash. Brenda E. Fond, 36, of Fairfield, was arrested Wednesday afternoon on a charge of DUI, bond set at $500. Hamilton County State's Attorney Justin Hood was unanimously elected chairman of the Board of Governors of the Illinois State Attorney's Appellate Prosecutors Organization during its quarterly board meeting held in Chicago on June 27th. The board action took place immediately after State's Attorney Hood was reelected as a board member. The Wayne County Fair kicks off this week, featuring plenty of action, food, and fun. A horse show kicks things off Friday evening, this evening at 6 p.m. An antique tractor show will be featured at 11 a.m. until 3:30 p.m. this Saturday, one of the biggest events ever to be featured at the Wayne County Fair, has been set for Saturday evening, featuring the Lucas Oil Tractor Pull starting at 6:30 p.m. In case of rain, the event will be held at 12 noon on Sunday. The Fairfield Ministerial Alliance will feature a gospel concert on Sunday evening at 6:30. Next Monday, July 9th, plenty of 4-H activities will be featured through the day, followed by Fairfield National Bank-sponsored harness racing at 7 p.m. The Albion Chowder is looking for volunteers to help stir chowder at the city's bicentennial celebration this October the 13th. Kettles will be fired up at 4 a.m. Volunteers will be needed to be at the square at 5 a.m. Chowder will be served at 11 a.m. in bulk and to people that just want a bowl. Anyone who's interested in volunteering, please contact Jessica Gwaltney in Edwards County. Illinois State Senator Sam McCann of Plainview, a Republican who is running as a Conservative Party candidate for governor, as well as Cash Jackson, a Libertarian seeking the same office, will apparently be on the November 6th ballot. Monday was the final day for objections to nominating petitions to be filed to third-party and independent candidates, but none were filed against either the McCann or Libertarian paperwork. The Republican Party of Illinois was considered an entity that could file objections, if merited, as a way to support the re-election of Governor Bruce Rauner. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is investigating this year's first confirmed West Nile virus case in the state of Illinois. The Illinois Department of Public Health says the state discovered the case in mid-May, which is earlier in the year than usual. The first confirmed case last year was reported in mid-July. The state saw over 90 human cases of the virus last year, including 8 deaths. These Illinois lottery numbers from Thursday in the lotto game, the numbers were 11, 19, 35, 36, 40, and 42, with the extra shot being 14. The estimated jackpot, $6.5 million. Taking a look at the obituaries this morning, 91-year-old Fairfield resident Homer Snuffy Smith died at 10:15 a.m. Wednesday, July 4th, at Fairfield Memorial Hospital. He had been supervisor of punch press at Airtex Products in Fairfield, retiring in 1989. He was a member of the New Beginnings Church and served on the Fairfield Fire Department for more than 55 years. Survivors include a son, Kenny and wife Marilyn Smith of Fairfield, a daughter Deborah and husband Harold Weber of Carmi, 6 grandchildren, and 11 great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Homer Snuffy Smith will be 12 noon Saturday, July 7th, at Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield, with burial in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation will be 10 a.m. until the time of service at Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield. Memorials may be made to the Fairfield Volunteer Firemen's Fund and will be accepted at Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield. 64-year-old Olney resident Rodney A. Inskeep died at 1:33 p.m. Tuesday, July 3rd, at Richland Memorial Hospital in Olney. Services for Rodney Inskeep are pending at Nails Funeral Home in Albion. Toby Sanders, 55, of Carmi, passed away Sunday, July 1st, at Deaconess Midtown Hospital in Evansville. Funeral services will be held at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, July 10th, 2018, at the Stindebach Family Funeral Home in Carmi. Friends may call at the funeral home from 4 to 6 p.m. prior to the services at the Stindebach Family Funeral Home in Evansville. Military rites by the Carmi American Legion and VFW will be conducted at 5:45 p.m. A private burial will be held at a later date in the Kuykendall Cemetery. The Stindebach Family Funeral Home in Carmi is in charge of the arrangements. 78-year-old McLeansboro resident Ebert Ray French died at 3:25 p.m. Tuesday, July 3rd, at Deaconess Hospital in Evansville. He had been a tank truck driver and had been employed by Webb Oil Company. He attended the 10 Mile Baptist Church. Survivors include his wife, Shirley French of McLeansboro, 2 daughters, Darla Jean French of Mount Vernon, and LaDonna Gooseby, and husband Marvin of Carlisle, Illinois, 4 sisters, Sue Hart of Dahlgren, Janet Cox of McLeansboro, Janice Bridwell of McLeansboro, and Dana Williams of McLeansboro. Grandchildren Matthew French, Tristan White, and Timothy White, as well as great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Ebert Ray French will be at 11 a.m. Saturday, July 7th, at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro, with burial at 10 Mile Cemetery at McLeansboro. Visitation will be from 6 to 8 Friday evening, this evening, at the Harry Funeral Home. Elsie M. Saxa Mitchell, 89, of Fairfield, passed away at 9:33 a.m. on Tuesday, July 3rd, at her home. She had been an art teacher at Merriam Grade School and was also a librarian at the Hammond Public Library. Elsie is survived by daughters Sandra Ernest Butch Smith of Fairfield, Royella Phil Smith of Claypool, Indiana, and Cecilia Patrick Simplake of Hammond, Indiana. Sons Steve Linda Saxa, Jr. of McMurray, Pennsylvania, 9 grandchildren and 15 great-grandchildren also survive. Funeral services for Elsie M. Saxa Mitchell will be at 12 noon on Saturday, July 7th at Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home, with burial in Burnt Prairie Cemetery. Visitation will be from 10 a.m. until the time of the service at the funeral home. Memorials may be made to the American Cancer Society or the Fairfield Cumberland Presbyterian Church and will be accepted at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home, which is in charge of the arrangements. Dennis Lee Gines, 70, of Albion, died on June 25th at Nature Trail Healthcare Center in Mount Vernon, Illinois. He graduated from ECHS and attended college at Eastern Illinois. He was a substitute teacher for both grade school and high school. Following several years of living away from Edwards County, he returned to Albion and was a custodian at ECHS until his retirement in 2011. Dennis was a Vietnam War veteran and earned a Purple Heart while serving his country in the Army. He is survived by a daughter, Christy Wetrit, 2 grandsons, Alex and Andrew Wetrit, 2 sisters, Sharon Mosberger, and Angela Trout, five brothers, Don Gines, Stanley Gines, Owen Fry, Jack James, and Randy Gines, and an aunt, Mary Lou Pfeiffer, and several cousins. He was preceded in death by his parents, one sister, and four brothers. A graveside service will be held Saturday, July 7th at 10 a.m. at the Bone Gap Cemetery with full military rites. Family and friends are asked to go directly to the cemetery. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be given to assist with a grave memorial. Ingram Funeral Homes, by the way, of Albion, is honored to be entrusted with the arrangements. If you missed the obituaries, they are updated on our webpage, WFIWradio.com. They're updated throughout the day. That's the report. I'm Mike Dreith, WFIW News. We're growing with
you. Horizon Healthcare cares deeply about your health and wishes to be available to care for you when you need us most. That is why we guarantee a scheduled appointment within 24 operating hours with one of our seven trustworthy medical providers. Your guaranteed appointment at Horizon Healthcare will be made with the most available provider at the time of your request. This is open to all new and existing patients of Horizon Healthcare. At Horizon Healthcare, we strive to provide accessible healthcare to our community and are here to serve you during your time of need. Simply give Horizon Healthcare a call at 842-4617 to schedule your appointment today. Horizon Healthcare, caring through a lifetime. We're growing with you.
Time for a Friday check of sports. Congratulations to FCHS track athlete Caleb Freimeyer. Caleb has been named All-South in track by the Southern Illinois Coaches Association. Caleb advanced to state in the triple jump for the Mules this past spring. Mules football coach Justin Townsend has announced dates for FCHS football camp. The camp will run July 9th, 10th, and 11th, July 16th, 17th, and 18th, and July 23rd, 24th, and 25th from 6 to 8 p.m. each evening. In addition, Townsend announced that lifting will continue on Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 8:30 a.m. to 10 each morning. Speaking of football, that's what they're talking about on the Big Ten today.
This is the Big Ten Today. I'm Bill Pollack. Sporting News reporting that Fox Sports and the Big Ten Network would be interested in talking with national radio host Paul Feinbaum about bringing his show to the Big Ten if negotiations between Feinbaum and ESPN fall apart. Both sides working on extending his five-year deal with the SEC Network. Now, I doubt that will ever happen, but could you imagine the feuds between Feinbaum and Michigan coach Jim Harbaugh? Back in 2017, Harbaugh tweeted to Pete Feinbaum, the unabashed SEC water carrier. That came after Feinbaum criticized Harbaugh's contract and the humility of Wolverine fans. Michigan quarterback Shea Patterson signed a deal with the Texas Rangers, who drafted the Wolverines quarterback in the 39th round. That contract doesn't kick in until Patterson has used up his 2 years of college eligibility. Patterson transferred to Michigan from Ole Miss. He's in a big quarterback battle with redshirt sophomore Brandon Peters and redshirt freshman Dylan McCaffrey.
Hi, I'm Ray Cairns with Bayer. You probably know us for aspirin, but we're a complete life science company. Bayer is a trusted brand in the United States, known to millions of Americans. In fact, two-thirds of American households bought a Bayer product in the last year. We've been in the United States for more than 150 years because America is the best country in the world for innovation. Bayer is the only company with expertise in pharmaceuticals, consumer health, and agriculture. And there's no more important time than now to be in agriculture. Our researchers work every day to develop new technology to help farmers protect plants from disease and drought. These solutions will help America's farmers feed the world. We're proud of Bayer's trusted reputation, and our future is bright in America. We will continue to bring scientific innovations to improve the lives of people, plants, and pets all throughout this great country. To learn more, visit us at Bayer.us.
The Big Ten has asked the NCAA to consider developing a national college football injury reporting system after the U.S. Supreme Court decided to allow states to legalize sports gambling. The conference's athletic directors proposed to the NCAA Football Oversight Committee that college football create the first ever weekly national injury report. Big Ten ADs claim an injury report is necessary to protect the integrity of the sport. They've tabled it for now, but they are interested in hearing more. I'm Bill Pollack. This is the Big Ten.
2018 Fairfield John Peterson Memorial Junior Adult Open Tennis Tournament continues today through Sunday at Lakeside Tennis Courts. Boys and girls aged 12 to 18 continue play today. Adults play on Saturday and Sunday. Fairfield Public Golf Course hosting the 8th annual Dr. Patrick Moult Open Tournament on Saturday. Check-in begins at 10 a.m. The shotgun start is at noon. Entry fee includes lunch and cart, $40. You can sign up at the Pro Shop Bulletin Board or call the course at 847-7222. Major League Baseball, Luke Weaver flirted with perfection, had to overcome a little frustration, and settled for domination as the Cardinals beat the Giants 11-2 Thursday night. Weaver pitched two-hit ball over 8 innings. He faced 2 over the minimum and held 7 strikeouts. The 24-year-old right-hander carried a perfect game into the 6th inning before giving up a single and a 2-run homer. Weaver then bounced back to retire the final 7 batters he faced. Cardinals' offense was pretty good, too. Jed Jerko had 3 hits, including a home run, and drove in 5 runs to spoil the return of Johnny Cueto after 2 months on the disabled list. Matt Carpenter and Harrison Bader also went deep, with Yadier Molina singling 3 times. Cardinals had a season-high 18 hits, their most since getting 19 against the New York Mets on August 24, 2016. Jose Altuve hit a 2-run homer in the 5th inning, and Yuri Gurriel's RBI single in Houston's 2-run 9th inning lifted the Astros to a 4-3 win over the White Sox last night. And on the schedule tonight in American Legion Baseball, Fairfield Post 176 is at Princeton, Indiana for 1 9-inning game beginning at 6 p.m. Cardinals are in San Francisco. You can hear that game on WOKZ 105.9 beginning at 8:20 p.m. Cubs start a series with Cincinnati. White Sox play in Houston tonight. That's a Friday check of sports. Have a great dang. Your forecast calling for isolated showers and thunderstorms today with a high in the mid-80s. Tonight, clear skies, low 60. For Saturday, sunshine, high in the low 80s. Sunday, looking good, mostly sunny, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, high in the upper 80s. Monday, partly sunny, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high in the upper 80s. And for Tuesday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, the high around 90. Overnight low was 70. Overnight low was 72. Yesterday's high was 96. No precipitation in the last 24 hours. Humidity currently at 100%. Winds from the south at 2 miles an hour. Barometric pressure at 30.2 and holding steady. Visibility at 10 miles. Right now, we have got partly sunny skies and 74 at the WFIW studios.